Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. We'll check in with the former New England Patriot, Rodney Harrison, on loan from Football Night in America. It's Mac Jones week, unofficially Mac Jones week. The standalone game tomorrow night, Patriots against the Falcons. And, oh, by the way, what would happen if the Patriots lost to the Falcons? What would we be talking about on Friday? Spending a lot of time, a lot of people talking about Steph Curry now reclaiming the throne, best player in basketball, the leading candidate for the MVP. And Golden State goes to Brooklyn and takes down the Nets in spectacular fashion. Somebody's got to be the best team in basketball. Well, it's Golden State, at least for right now. And Klay Thompson has been given the green light to start playing 5-on-5 and let the games begin. After Christmas, that's where I want to see where the Lakers are, where Golden State is. Is Kyrie going to be there? What happens with the Phoenix Suns, Milwaukee Bucks, 76ers? So still and a lot of questions to be answered in the NBA. The college football poll came out, and to no one's surprise, Cincinnati on the outside looking in. Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, then Cincinnati, Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma State. Notre Dame may look back on that loss. That game against Cincinnati could be as important as any game in the college football season, because Cincinnati winning at Notre Dame is the reason why they're still in the hunt, in the conversation to be in the Final Four. If Notre Dame wins that game, Notre Dame is probably going to go undefeated. And Cincinnati would be out. And Notre Dame would be in the Final Four. We may look back on that and go, wow, because of that, maybe Cincinnati does get that chance to be in the Final Four. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com. Staples Center got a new name, and it's going to happen around Christmas time. I don't know how it happened that quickly. Like mid-season, Staples Center gets a new name, crypto.com. Darren Revelle is on this topic, as only he can be, senior executive producer of the Action Network. Mid-season name change to the naming rights to an arena? How does that happen?
I guess, Dan, Staples is not selling enough paper. I mean, they did a lifetime deal after they did a big deal in 99 when it opened. They did this lifetime deal. And you know what? I think part of it, and this hasn't come out yet, they probably want it out a little bit. Oh. And crypto, obviously, these exchanges are going nuts and they have a lot of money and they're trying to compete. And that's what happens. It's interesting to me because it's being reported as a $700 million deal. It's like $35 million a year. This is the first time I've ever heard that a company has paid more money for something that was already named, right? Because there's this value of like, are you still going to call it the Staples Center? You've been calling it the Staples Center for 21 years. I guess crypto.com didn't think that there was going to be people that were going to be calling it the Staples Center and think there's real value.
Well, maybe you call it the Crypt.
Right, but then you're not calling it crypto.com.
but I don't understand the value of this, and that's why I want to have you on. You can help me understand this, because I know when I did SportsCenter, I purposely did not mention a stadium that had naming rights. I just said, let's go to Baltimore, let's go to Chicago, wherever it might be. So how do you get your money's worth out of this, and where is that money going to? Is it just going to the Lakers' pockets and that's it, or is it improve things?
It's actually owned by Phil Anschutz of Anschutz Entertainment. So it's AEG that owns the Staples Center. He is a part owner of the Lakers. But you know what? I think it's always up to the individual company to make the value work, right? Like, so are they going to have like ATMs where you put in your dollars and then you get a receipt that you've turned it into Bitcoin? Are they going to convert points into what the Ethereum and Bitcoin price is? How do they do it? It's not good enough. I remember when MetLife Stadium got its name, and I was doing this interview live on CNBC with the MetLife chief marketing officer. I said, how are you going to make this work? And he said something like, just give us a chance. And I'm like, you don't have a plan. You don't go to like your CEO and say, the reason we're spending $20 million is this is how we do it. I guess at that point, he did not know. Then you're definitely wasting money. But I think it's hard. Of course, everyone who invests in Bitcoin is applauding this. And everyone who just loves crypto is applauding this as just to go to show you that this is another way that we're big.
I thought Shaq should have gotten involved and call it, you know, the Shaq, and you know, people would have had fun with that. He's got enough money. I get Shake Shack with Shaq, and you know, there you go.
That could work. Although Shaq is now his big chicken franchise is probably going up against Shake Shack.
Okay, all right, but
you know, that's why you bring me on, Dan. I know all the deals. Like okay. If there's a conflict, I know all the deals.
Okay, will we have a day in our lifetime where Yankee Stadium is brought to you by Dodger Stadium is brought to you by?
That's a tough one. I mean, we've gotten to Yeehaw Field at Mile High. I mean, or at Arrowhead. I mean, it's I think it would be something at Yankee Stadium. But I think the Yankees would have to fall on hard times for that to happen.
Yeah, but money trumps everything.
It does.
I mean,
it
if
does.
Staples is worth $700 million, what would Yankee Stadium or Dodger Stadium be worth?
$900 million.
All right. So crypto.com, the Crypt. What could go wrong here?
It could be like Sponge Tech, which was inside every a Major League Baseball and NBA arena, and then all of a sudden it was like a scam. But I'm not saying crypto is a scam. I would say that maybe the business of crypto isn't as frothy as it is right now, and that's probably what could go wrong.
All right, if I say Loan Depot Park, whose stadium is that?
Is that the Loan Depot Park? I actually don't know. Who is it?
Marlins.
Did not know that. Go ahead. Keep going.
Globe Life Field.
Texas.
Yes.
The years.
American Family.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Brewers.
Oh. Wow. This is the if Darren Revelle doesn't know.
Exactly. Really, exactly.
Holy crap.
First Energy Stadium.
That is the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. Lumen Field.
No idea. Never even heard of it.
Seahawks.
Okay.
State Farm Stadium.
That is the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes. TIAA Bank Field.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I did okay, but listen, if I'm not 100% there,
yeah,
you know, you I think the folks at Lumen are withdrawing their money right now.
Tide Pods Field.
That's fake.
Thank you. is this the anniversary of the Michael Jordan shoe?
This is the day in 1984 where Jordan walked on the court with the Air Jordans. He previously wore Airships, which was the shoe that was banned by the NBA, but not really. Nike used that. It was a black shoe with the red swoosh that Nike then said was banned by the NBA, and that caused all the marketing. But yes, against Dr. J on this day in 84, he did wear the shoe. And by the way, there is no evidence in any article that anyone noticed it. Scored really? 16 points in a loss. But I collect tickets, and I think you guys have it. I have a ticket from that game.
Yeah, I think we're showing it now if you're watching on Peacock.
Which is interesting, because as people are collecting tickets, there's 23 graded tickets of Michael Jordan's debut on October 29th, 84. There's only three of when he showed up in the Air Jordans for the first time. So I kind of like it. Collecting tickets has certainly picked up in the last 6 months to a year.
What would those original Air Jordans go for?
Well, the earliest known Air Jordans just went where he wore them in a game. I think it was against maybe San Antonio, his fourth game. That just sold for like $1.1 million. So the first ever Air Jordans, I think that's probably $3 or $4 or $5 million.
What other tickets are valuable now?
People love the debuts. You know, Mickey Mantle debut sold for more than $100,000. The Wayne Gretzky debut sold for $100,000. I think, you know, the scarcity on things the numbers are so tight, right? Because like, what did you do with a ticket? Like before, you'd put it on the bulletin board, you'd put it in a scrapbook, but like, how did you keep these things over time? So we got this week, we got Theismann's leg tomorrow. I have that ticket. And then I think on Saturday I didn't give this to your boys, so hopefully you can see this one. Dan, what is this? 1982 Cal. What is it? Oh, it's a Cal Stanford.
Oh, the band is on the field.
The band is on the field. And there's only four of these, and I have one of them. I mean, this is some of the good parts about tickets that you don't get on sports cards. McDonald's, back the Bears, like some of the old and obviously the more defunct, you know, if you get a Knicks ticket that has Crazy Eddie on it, you know, or the defunct, you know, some of these old ads are kind of classic.
What's the white whale that you're looking for?
I really don't want to say it, but
is it a what ticket or a...
So I did manage to get the Randy Johnson pulverizes the bird game. Very rare, because it was a spring training game. There were only 3,000 people there. I did manage to get that. I'm looking for so many. I did get recently. I got the Flutie Hail Mary pass. Very, very difficult. It's a search, right? Like with cards, you go on eBay, you type it in, you go, oh, it's there. You know, I'm trying to think of like, what is the one? Oh, I did get the Lee Elia tirade from 83. The Cubs when he says to the fans, like, half the world is working, the rest of you bums are on Wrigley Field. Like, can you imagine today that type of, I did get the Dennis Green rant. They are who we thought they were, and we gave it right away. And I do. I'm the only one. It's the only one that graded. I do have the Mike Gundy. I'm a man. I'm 40. Come at me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Okay. I am looking. I got it. I am looking as part of my rant collection. I am looking for the Jim Mora playoffs. I'm looking for that.
You need help.
You need help.
I think that's all I got for you.
All right.
It's great to talk to you, Sarge.
I love seeing you.
Thank you, buddy. That's Darren Revelle, senior executive producer of the Action Network and the Crypt there with the Lakers. And then you run down these names of these stadiums, arenas, ball fields. We don't even know who they are. We don't know what they are. I just wonder what you're getting out of that. Like there are other tickets that I think would be interesting. You know, Tyson biting Evander Holyfield. And do you get the ticket without it being ripped is another thing. I mentioned this before, that I was slated to go to the Who concert in Cincinnati, coming down from Dayton. And we had what was called a magic bus where we were taking winners down to go see that concert. We got there and we saw the ambulances. We saw that there are people who died, the 11 people who died there. And I kept my ticket for the longest time. I don't even know if I have it anywhere, but it's not used. But, you know, that tragedy there. But there's other tickets. The Miracle on Ice ticket would be certainly something interesting, I would say. Well, there's so many tickets that you would go, boy, I wish I had a ticket to that. And I usually keep everything. I've kept just about every press credential. I go back to the early 80s covering the NBA Finals. You know, whether it's Belmont or Preakness, stuff like that, boxing matches, Tyson, a couple of boxing matches there. Jordan, when he retired, I have my press credential for when I went to Chicago. They had a big ceremony. Then I sat down and interviewed him for SportsCenter. But they're all over the doors that I have here in the man cave. I just kept all of those press passes and still have them. All right, when we come back, the Jets are guess who the Jets are planning to start versus Miami? That'll keep you in your car. Also, the love for Mac Jones. Is Rodney Harrison buying into all the love for Mac Jones this week? He'll join us coming up 16 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Masterclass offers exclusive classes on a wide variety of topics. And they're all taught by world-class masters at the top of their fields. Didn't Steph Curry teach us how to shoot? Gordon Ramsay? I said to the Danettes, you want to learn how to shoot? You can either watch me or you can watch Steph Curry.
It's awesome. It's so awesome how the way he breaks down, like just starting right at his feet. And he's like, see, if your feet are like this, you're going to miss. If they're like this, your feet have to be set like this. It's phenomenal.
Each class is broken out into individual video lessons. So it fits into your life. Usually 20 lessons per class, 10 minutes per lesson. You decide when you want to use your phone, computer, tablet, smart TV, or there's an audio mode that you can just listen. There's over 100 classes from a range of world-class instructors. Gordon Ramsay's going to teach you how to cook. Mariah Carey going to teach you how to sing. Wouldn't it be great if Mariah Carey taught you how to shoot and Steph Curry taught you how to sing? This holiday, give one annual membership and get one free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. That's masterclass.com/Patrick. Terms apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. According to ESPN, Joe Flacco will get the start for the Jets versus Miami. Zach Wilson is not 100%. Flacco's experience likely a big factor in the decision facing a blitz-heavy defense. Yes, Paulie?
The Mike White era is over?
We said that the worst thing that could happen to Mike White is he played another game after throwing for 400 yards. Right? Then all of a sudden it's like, Mike White is who we thought he was. Now Joe Flacco gets the start. Rodney Harrison loved playing against quarterbacks like that. The Football Night in America analyst, two-time Super Bowl champ, and hopefully on the doorstep of being a Hall of Famer one day. Steelers taking on the Chargers Sunday Night Football. Rodney joins us on the program. Rod, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Dan. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm curious how Bill Belichick would defend Mac Jones.
Well, he's a rookie quarterback, and just like most rookie quarterbacks, and you've seen the Baltimore Ravens, you've seen Mike Zimmer, the Minnesota Vikings, you've seen the Patriots do the same thing against Justin Herbert. So they don't care. These defense coordinators don't care how good you are, how good of a young player you are. They're going to show you different looks. They're going to try to confuse you. They're going to pressure you. And that's what you're seeing from a lot of these defensive coordinators going against young quarterbacks. Zach Wilson is one of them. And, you know, even Joe Burrow, you see these defensive coordinators trying to create confusion and get these guys to throw interceptions, and that's what they've been doing.
Are you all in on Mac Jones? The love for Mac Jones?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I thought that was the steal of the draft. I mean, you know, when Kyle Shanahan had an opportunity, I think at the 3 spot or whatever, to grab him, I was hoping that he didn't get him, because I'm like, this dude fits perfectly. I mean, for him to be able to go in from Nick Saban's system to Bill Belichick's system and basically just change jerseys and, you know, two very similar guys that do things a certain way, I thought it was a blessing.
But do you see, and I know this is a dangerous comparison, but let me compare it to Brady first starting with New England, Mac Jones first starting. Is Mac ahead of schedule from where Tom Brady was?
I think I don't know about all that. All I know is this. This is a young, good player. He's a guy that works hard. He puts his team first. He cares about winning. He cares about preparation. He cares about doing all the little things. And I think you see the Patriots are starting to come together as a team. All the fundamentals, all the little things that Coach Belichick teaches, these guys are starting to trust and believe in, and you're starting to see it. They're starting to win football games, Dan.
Okay.
But this, let me just say this. This is a very good young quarterback. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's very tough on himself, and he stays in the moment. That's what they tell me. He's so focused and he stays in the moment that, you know, he's just a really good, smart football player, and they love him.
Why do you think the Niners decided that they were going to take Trey Lance instead of Mac Jones?
Probably public pressure. I mean, everybody wants to get into this. I need an athletic quarterback. Yeah, he could run around, you know, and do all these incredible plays at times, but you need somebody that can sit in the pocket, read the defenses, communicate to the offense, get everybody in the right position. And sometimes that's not sexy enough. A lot of these, you know, coaches, they fall to the pressure of the public, man. And when you get a guy like Mac Jones, who's smart, who puts the team first, who does things right, I don't see how you can bypass a guy like that. And ultimately, when you make a decision like that, it can ultimately cost you your job. Look what's going on in Chicago with Matt Nagy. I mean, how many times does he get to screw up a quarterback situation and keep a job?
Well, he might have gotten this one right with Justin Fields.
Well, it's not like they're getting it right, because they still haven't done a good job of putting an offensive line in front of the guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy.
Well, that's why I always go back to Andrew Luck, Rod. And it's nice to have a $100 million quarterback, but if you got, you know, a 25-cent offensive line, then it's a poor investment. And I think Andrew Luck fell out of love with football. He was getting beat up, and he was still a very good quarterback, but he wasn't being protected. They finally got around to protecting him, and then he's like, I'm going to check out. I don't want to play anymore.
And then think of this, too. I mean, just because you're a great football player doesn't mean that you want to play 20 years in the NFL. You know, guys have goals. Hey, I want to play 10 years in the league. I want to make my money, save my money, and move on and do something else. It's nothing wrong with that. And just because Andrew Luck was a household name, he's a big-time quarterback, he was a first pick overall, doesn't mean that he wants to stay in the league forever. You know, especially getting your brains beat out with a garbage offensive line.
Is Ben Roethlisberger still a good quarterback?
No. He's smart. You know, he can make some throws, but you can't depend on him. You don't know what he's going to give you every single week. I love Big Ben, and Ben should be in the Hall of Fame. I played against Ben. He's an ultimate competitor. But at this time and stage in his career, he's a guy that's leading those young guys. He's more of a mentor to them. But when I watch him play, he's not very good.
Is Brady better at anything now than he was 5 years ago?
I think he's just really good at everything because, like, you know, when you talk to him, the rules have changed, which really helped the offensive players. He has said, hey, man, defensive players can't do anything. The game's gotten easier. So the game has gotten easier because you can't put your hands on the guys. Anytime you throw it down the field, you bump a receiver, the flags are coming out. So he just always tells, hey, man, I feel so bad for you guys because you guys can't play defense anymore.
How would you defend Odell Beckham?
How would I defend him?
Yeah.
I really don't have to defend him. If if this team's not throwing him the ball. He's a talented young man. And I talked to him when he was in Atlanta in the preseason, Dan. The kid just wants to play football. He's not into all this other crazy stuff that he was into before. He just wants to go out there and play football. And it's going to take some time to implement in the offense. But to me, like, how hard is it to throw Odell Beckham a screen? How hard is it to throw him a slant route? How hard is it to tell him to run a deep dig at 12 yards and come inside? Like, to me, all you have to do is give him an opportunity. And these offensive coordinators are making it so difficult with a guy with that level of talent. Just throw him the damn ball. That's all you have to do and give him a chance. But you look at the Rams, they're going all in. They're trading people. And they don't understand. Like, it comes down to chemistry. If you have chemistry on your team, you're going to have a chance of winning. And also, you look at Matthew Stafford. What the heck is he doing? Is this the Matthew Stafford that we saw in Detroit? Like, what's going on with him? He can't just drop back and throw the ball up for grabs. Like, who does that?
Well, normally we didn't focus on Matthew Stafford playing an entire game because we didn't watch the Lions. Now he's on display, and now people are, you know, tuning in and watching these throws. And now you're playing on a bigger stage. The stakes are extremely high. Super Bowl or bust. And I think that's what I want to watch the second half of the season. And if they make it to the postseason, there's certain guys, when they get to the postseason, they become a different player, whether that's good or bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of pressure on Sean McVay because he traded, got rid of Jared Goff. And remember, these are the same dudes that gave Jared Goff over $100 million. And then you give up the house and you're getting rid of players. You don't have a first round pick for the next 3-4 years. They better win. And the way Von Miller looked at times the other week, last week, he didn't look like, you know, the Von Miller that I'm used to seeing. So if I'm the Rams, I got a lot of question marks, and it starts with Sean McVay.
Rodney Harrison, NBC Football Night in America, and of course won 2 Super Bowls with the Patriots. The defense being employed against Kansas City, what exactly is different this year than previous years of how teams are playing Patrick Mahomes?
Well, before, I guess teams, when they first didn't really know Patrick Mahomes, they came out and tried to blitz him and play man-to-man and all these different things. But most teams are just keeping 2 safeties deep and saying, Patrick, you know what? We know you want to throw the ball down the field. We're going to take away these big plays down the field, and we're going to force you to go up and down the field, 8 to 10, 12 play drives, and see if you can stay patient enough to do that. And before, he said that was something that he struggled with. But like when I picked him Kansas City against the Raiders, I just knew that Andy Reid would make the necessary adjustments. This is an offense that's been to the last 2 Super Bowls. Kansas City is going to be right there. I don't care how they're looking. Talk to Chris Jones. That defense is going to improve, but that offense is going to be right there at the end of the season, Dan.
Where do you stand with the taunting rule with the NFL?
I don't like it. I get it. You know, the rule is the rule, and players have to respect the rule. But at the same time, I've always said these are the best 2,000 players in the world. Like, come on, man. Like, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars. You know, let them celebrate. Let them have fun. You know, that's what the game is about. Other players know because they've been on the receiving end as well. Like, we like to celebrate as players. And when somebody else is celebrating, you got to let them celebrate, give them their props, and keep it moving. But I just think the NFL needs to loosen up, man. This is, you know, this is the NFL. We should be having fun, man. Shouldn't have to worry about no taunting.
You didn't taunt.
I didn't have to because, I mean, like, I hit you and get back up and say, hey, I'm coming back to you. Hey, Dan, let me just say this, too. Like, if somebody needs a shot lesson, they need to come to you. I mean, your jump shot is money. I remember us at Sam Flood's house, our old producer.
We went out there for Thanksgiving. and Rodney was talking a lot of junk. And I said, Rod, like, I'll go out, but, you know, I'm gonna crush you. Like, I was mad at him. And we went outside, turned on the spotlight, and I think I took a shot, and it's in the air, and I just kept walking to the house. I was so mad that you made me go outside. I loved it. I'm the Tom Brady of backyard basketball.
Man, let me tell you, we had some great times, man. I miss being in the studio with you, too, boss.
I had so much fun with you and Tony. I mean, that's what made that so much fun is, and you talk about this with chemistry as a player and Tony as a coach, when you have trust in each other, it was just a lot of fun. And you guys came in and had the right approach. You said, treat us like rookies. We have to learn TV. And a lot of times people come in and they go, oh, I just put on a microphone and a suit and tie and talk. And I just didn't want to sugarcoat it. I wanted to make sure you guys learned how to do it. And then you'd be teaching other guys who came in. So, you know, you guys listened.
No doubt, bro. And we definitely appreciate it. And we would not have lasted. I mean, this is year 13 on that show. And, you know, wow. My role is a little different. I'm at the stadium. But, you know, to be able to do that show with you as long as I've done it and learn as much and absorb all of the knowledge and wisdom that you've given me, I definitely appreciate it. I know Coach feels the same way, Dan.
What is it like, though, to be on the field and want to hit somebody? Like, do you get
it? It's awesome. Just like your boy I knocked out. Remember it?
McLovin.
Yeah, McLovin. I destroyed him.
Cheap shot. That was a cheap shot.
Oh, my God. That was one of the great setups where we're like, McLovin's going to act like a quarterback, and then Rodney's going to act like he's going to hit you. And Rodney popped McLovin.
That's a 15-yard flag if I've ever seen one in my life.
No, that was not. That was clean.
And you know what? And it was probably worth a $20,000 fine, and I was fine with it.
How much were you fined in your career?
A little over $300,000 after tax.
What was the one that was absolutely worth it?
Oh, Jerry Rice. And you know what? It was amazing that they would find me a game check. And back then, I think the game check was $120,000. So it was some really good money, especially from a kid coming from Markham, Illinois. That's a lot of money to give up. But Jerry Rice did that slant, and I got a chance to hit him. And I tell you, Dan, I would have spent $500,000 on that just to get a chance to knock his freaking head off. As much as I love Jerry Rice. It was awesome.
But why do you want to light up Jerry Rice?
Because he's the enemy. He's the receiver. All offensive players are the enemy. You know that. And I love Jerry Rice. I mean, I got a chance as a young player to see him practice and practice against the San Francisco 49ers and his work ethic and discipline. But when it came down to that game, I was not afraid of Jerry Rice, and I wanted him to know my name.
Did you need to get fined? Should you have been fined for the hit?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if anything, it should have been like a – but you know what, Dan? I had a reputation, and, you know, people at the front office really, you know, they had it – kind of had it out for me, and it was all good. Like I said, you can't miss something that you never had.
But do you write a check to the NFL back then, or they take it just out of your – is it like direct withdrawal?
Well, they just – you just don't collect a check. You know, you look at your bank account and you see all those zeros, and then you see no zeros.
Were you married at the time?
98. No, I wasn't. I wasn't married, but you know, I had mom that I was taking care of and stuff like that. And I told her, I was like, "Mom, listen. I said, I got some money. I got a little money."
And I would have a lot more money if I didn't keep hitting guys.
Hey, but you know what, Dan? You know, you can't slow a guy like me down. You know, obviously I have to play smarter at times, but you always want a young guy that's hungry, that's physical to kind of do their thing.
But you couldn't play like that now.
Yeah, and I probably would have lasted 20 years too. I mean, think about it. The guys are getting paid a heck of a lot more money. You can't hit. Just watch when they play. They don't even tackle anymore. They tackle the football. They just tackle the football. And everybody tries to go for the football, and then the convoy just goes 5, 10, 15 yards right into the end zone. It's crazy. It's different the way they play football now.
Yeah, and the role of the safety. Like, it feels like the role that – although Jamal Adams does play with the physicality there, but, you know, the days of Ronnie Lott, those are long gone, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, I see referees or officials calling flags, and it's not even a legal hit, but it's because of the severity of the hit, how hard someone hit. Now, you can hit the guy the same way, but if you kind of just hit him and lay him down, it won't be a flag. But if you just absolutely run through him, they're throwing flags from everywhere. And it's like, it has to be an egregious hit. It can't be just because it's a very physical hit, you're throwing flags.
Who was that running back when he came through? It was like, this is going to hurt.
Brandon Jacobs, Jamal Lewis from the Baltimore Ravens, I was a young, young player with Barry Sanders. He juked me one time at the goal line, stuck his head down, ran me over on Monday Night Football, and ran me over. And that was my introduction to the league. And after that, Dan, I said, I'm going to do more squats. I'm going to get my legs stronger because he embarrassed me as a young player.
Barry embarrassed a lot of people.
Yes, he did. But it was fantastic, man.
Hey, tell everybody I said hello. Always great to talk to you. Hope family's great, buddy.
You too, buddy. Good to see you. Thank you, Fritz.
That's Rodney Harrison, NBC Football Night in America, and won two Super Bowls with the Patriots, and I believe one of two players. I mention this every time he comes on, with at least 30 sacks and 30 interceptions. The other player, Ray Lewis. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out... F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
67-65, second free throw, no good off the front rim. Dickinson the rebound, throws it down court, and that is it. 32 and a half years after Seton Hall lost in debilitating fashion in the national championship game, they finally get themselves a victory against Michigan. The first time Seton Hall has ever beaten a top five non-conference opponent on the road, as Seton Hall comes from 11 points down in the second half to win at Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. They defeat number 4 Michigan 67-65. Look out, world. Seton Hall has got it going on.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports, our Discover Moment of the Week. Real credit card questions require real people, somebody who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. I don't know if lookout world that Seton Hall, here they come. But you do get some of these upsets in the beginning of the year. I watched BYU against Oregon, and that wasn't close at all. BYU blew them out by 30. There's certain games where you go, okay, all right, that makes sense. Yeah, I was watching Howard against Villanova. Yeah, I had one of those nights where after Steph Curry was lighting up the Nets, I'm like, what else is there to watch? And I started going through all of these college games, and I thought, all right, Howard. Haven't been to the NCAA tournament in 30 years. Let's tune in and see how they're doing against Villanova. I love DirecTV when they have that, you know, the sports channels. I think it's like 602, and then you just go, let me put it on the guide, and I just go down, and I go, all right, let me see. What do we have here? Duke against Gardner-Webb. Sure. Let me watch Gardner-Webb against Duke. Yeah, Paul.
The announcer, though, made it sound like Seton Hall beating Michigan in a November game makes up for the loss in the finals 30 years ago. Like, all is well with Seton Hall fans.
It's still too soon when you talk to Seton Hall fans about the loss against Michigan.
You mean John Clockerty calling that garbage foul? Yeah, I remember. It's funny because all day yesterday I had Michigan fans just blowing up my social media with video clips of that game.
Oh.
Like, dang, man, you guys suck.
Ramil Robinson. Robinson.
Yeah.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. John in Cincinnati. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Well, I got a couple points here or topics for you. So the whole stadium sponsorship thing, being here in Cincinnati, back in the day we had Synergy Field.
Yeah.
I never really understood what my energy company needed to do. Like, I'm going to buy the electric. I don't
have a choice.
A lot of competition. Right. But speaking of Synergy Field, September 11th, 1985, Pete Rose hit 41-92. My family and I were there, and my stepdad bought the tickets. He kept trying to get better seats all day. We ended up getting, I guess air quotes, stuck with 8 tickets that we now have that are untorn, unused to the Pete Rose 41-92 game.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you, John. I'm trying to think if I saw anything that I went to the Rick Wise. Rick Wise hit a grand slam or 2 grand slams against the Cincinnati Reds. I'm trying to think what that game was. But I remember it might have been 1969. I was at a game with Rick Wise, and he hit 2 home runs in the game. Maybe there was a grand slam in there, and beat the Cincinnati Reds. I was there for Kenny Holtzman's no hitter, the Cubs against the Reds. Yeah, McLovin.
1971, 2 homers and a no-no.
Yeah, and you know what? No-nos aren't any fun until around the 7th inning, and then they get really interesting. And that was the case when the Cubs were playing the Reds, and you're like, this isn't really interesting. And then all of a sudden, I remember Johnny Bench trying to bunt to get on, And I was like, this was, because this is a Big Red Machine. Big Red Machine doesn't get no hit. And Kenny Holtzman of the Chicago Cubs. Yes, Todd?
If you're at the game, would you rather see the no-hitter be done one out in the seventh inning as opposed to two outs in the ninth, where you got your hopes up all the way till the end and some little dribbler infield hit was run out or something to end the no-hitter?
Oh, I'd rather have it go all the way, as far as you can. You know, you get to the ninth inning, there's just something about it where you're just like, man, this is awesome. And I remember Tom Seaver would lose no-hitters in the ninth inning, one out, two outs. I think he lost one. Jimmy Qualls for the Chicago Cubs might have been a guy who broke up a no-hitter. And usually it's a random guy. Yeah, that's the guy, yeah, he's not going to get a hit, and then ends up getting a hit, and you're like, that guy of all people. By the way, the Tom Brady show, Man in the Arena, debuted on ESPN Plus last night. It's entertaining, insightful. It's maybe Tom's version of The Last Dance. I don't know. Man in the Arena, I don't know if it'll have an impact like The Last Dance. I don't know if there's anything controversial there. But, you know, Tom's got his fingerprints all over this. Yeah, McLovin, what'd you think?
Yeah, it feels like The Last Dance, but nobody cares about it in the sense that, like, he didn't need, like, Jordan's was, you can explain to me, why was Jordan's Last Dance so controversial, polarizing? This is the same kind of film. I saw the first episode.
Well, you had a new generation that, like, there's no separation with Tom. He's still playing. If this is 10 years from now and Patrick Mahomes has six Super Bowl wins, then, you know, does Brady put something out? Teammates talk about how great Brady was. Then maybe you have some controversy here. But there's no, unless Tom turns on Bill Belichick, there's no controversy here. I mean, think about what happened with The Last Dance. Mike, all of his stories, you know, Dennis, his stories, Phil Jackson's role. You also had the Tony Kukoc, Scottie Pippen, Scotty with his contract that Michael made fun of. You know, Scotty has since come out and said that Phil Jackson was a racist. Like, there's a whole lot going on there. And these guys were awesome. They were a dynasty. Yeah, Seton.
And it's not like there was really, there probably hasn't been enough time for the legend of these things to keep building and building and building. I get, like, to say, like, the Tuck Rule game was a long time ago, but a lot of the people that were involved in that are still actively playing and coaching. Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's a little too recent history in a way.
If you went 10 years down the road with Brady, and he talked about Deflategate, and he talked about Spygate, and he was honest about that, and he talked about Belichick, and he talked about Randy Moss or Julian Edelman, or go down the list of things that maybe, or opponents that he played against, then you might have something there. I think there might be a documentary in the works on Joe Montana, but I don't know if there's enough there where is Joe going to be critical of the Niners with Steve? Like, you know, do I want to watch a documentary with Joe Montana? No. Unless there's something that's there of substance, but there is a big enough separation from when Joe played, to reintroduce a whole new generation to Joe. Yeah, Paul.
I kind of disagree with you guys. I'm glad there's a Tom Brady documentary. There's really no outlet out there to learn about him or hear about him on a weekly basis or get Brady coverage. I mean, yeah. This guy is a hidden gem.
Yeah, he's been quiet the last year and a half. So.
And
yeah.
Plus, how can you get enough of the storyline of a guy overcoming averageosity.
Yeah. Averageosity. Yes, McLovin.
One takeaway last night, it was Drew Bledsoe was a, people forget, he was really, really good and he flat out lost his job. That was sort of the theme of episode one. And it's weird. Like, I don't know if you remember like your thoughts on that at the time, but it's kind of wild to think Drew Bledsoe as a Pro Bowler could lose his job.
I remember after the Super Bowl win, and I remember having guests on that next day saying, is Tom Brady going to be the quarterback of the future for the Patriots? It was a real story because he wasn't great. He had one drive and Adam Vinatieri kicked the game-winning field goal. Yes, he...
Drew Bledsoe probably doesn't get enough credit for how he's handled his role in Tom Brady's career.
Yeah, right.
That is a tough situation to be in that a lot of people could be really kind of nasty about. But he really accepts that place.
You know what helps? He got paid over $100 million.
Okay.
That helps.
That does help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paulie.
Brady in that Super Bowl 02 against the Rams, he was 16 of 27 for 145 yards passing and a touchdown.
Yeah. He did what he needed to do when he needed to do it, kick the game-winning field goal. 1 hour left in this award-nominated program. Oh, our good buddy Nick Wright's going to join us coming up. One more item, we close out hour two. Aging can make it tough to lose weight and then keep it off. That's why M-Drive has come to the rescue. And a new product, M-Drive Lean, powerful protein supplement for driven guys who want to lose weight, look good, and perform at their best no matter what their age is. M-Drive Lean is the first of its kind. Protein powder formulated with Morasil, which is a clinically tested blood orange extract that supports reduction in weight, waist size, and body mass. It's weight loss backed by real science to help fuel your daily drive. Visit mdrivedan.com and try it for yourself. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. It's not easy to lose weight when you get older. Visit mdrivedan.com and try M-Drive Lean. Shed the extra pounds. Feel good. Perform at your very best every single day. So that's the great combination. Lose weight and feel good. M-Drive Lean. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. mdrivedan.com and refine your prime with M-Drive.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.